Lord, we're thankful for each one who has joined this evening.
有种感恩，为每一个人今天加入我们的。
We're thankful that you're a faithful God and that whenever we come to the Word of God, you have promised to be there to help us and to teach us.
所以我们感谢您，就是说您是一个信实的神。那不管什么时候，我们来到您这里说您的，您就应许要教导我们，要鼓励我们。
And so, in our need and in our ignorance, we come again this evening and say, Lord, would you open the truth of God to our hearts? You did it to the two on the road to Emmaus. Do it to our hearts tonight, we pray.
就是我们带着我们自己的这样的无知和那样的，就是说是来到您的面前，来到您面前呢，就是说是我们知道呢，就是说是求求您今天晚上跟我们说话，就像您在以马忤斯的路上跟那两个人说话一样。
And so we pray a blessing on each one who is here and will be here this evening, Lord. And we pray especially for Lydia's families. And we pray that each of these families might be under the sound of the gospel, will be blessed by being with Lydia in Vancouver. And we pray that some might find the Savior.
就是说，我们也为每一个人祷告，特别是为莉莉亚家的客人们祷告。就是他们来到这里时候呢，我们祈求呢，就是说他们能够那个接受福音，也能接受那个莉莉亚的影响，对福音有所了解，也愿意呢，很多人得救。
So we give thanks again now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us, we pray.
因为我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名，求您帮助我们，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So again, welcome to all. And we're going to be studying now in the book of Luke, chapter 23.
因为我们再次呢，欢迎大家，我们在学习路加福音的第23章。
We have studied the life and the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, I believe we're starting in verse 27 of the book of Luke chapter 23. No, we're starting in Luke in verse 50 of Luke 23.
今天我们一直以来在学习主耶稣基督他的人生，还有他被钉十字架。那么是今天晚上呢，我们开始学习的是路加福音第23章呢，第50节开始。
Luke 23, verse 50, the Lord Jesus has just been crucified.
因为路加福音第23章50节呢，主耶稣基督刚刚被钉了十字架。
And probably still on the cross, verse 50 begins the story of what's going to happen to his body.
这个里面呢，他有可能呢还在十字架上。那么说，这个第50节开始呢，就给我们讲呢，在对他的那个遗体发生了一些什么。
So the story is, verse 50, behold, there was a man named Joseph, a council member, a good and just man.
50节开始说，看到有一个人名叫约瑟，是个义士，为人善良、公义。
And this man, Joseph, verse 51, he had not consented to the council. Indeed, he was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who himself also waited for the kingdom of God.
第五十一节说，众人所谋所为，他并没有服从。他是犹太亚利马太城里的等候神国的人。
So Joseph was a member of, we would call it the Sanhedrin, the council of 70 or one or two people who managed the Jewish affairs. The chief priests had consulted to put Jesus to death. And he had been in the council room. He had voted against the possibility of putting the Lord to death.
这个叫那个旧的这个人呢，约瑟的这个人，我们知道呢，他呢就是说是犹太公会的一个成员，当时犹太公会大概有70个人，他应该是中间的之一。那么说，当犹太公会呢，他们开始呢就是开会讨论处死主耶稣的时候呢，他呢应该是投了反对票。
Now, we don't know much about this man, Joseph of Arimathea, apart from the fact that he was a counselor, a good man, and in fact, he was from Arimathea.
对我们对这个很好的这个人叫约瑟的了解的并不多，我们只知道他是个义士，那为人善良公义，他是从亚利马太城来的。
The fact that he was from Arimathea appears to be significant to Luke, the writer, and he includes it. So let's just take a minute and see if we can learn something from Arimathea.
因为这个亚利马泰呢，就是这个是本来呢，就是说是应该对作者路加来说是一个非常重要的地方，就是说他专门的把这个地方提出来了，所以我们要来学一学，看看我们从这里能不能够学到一点什么。
You'll remember that we're told regarding the birth of the Lord Jesus that Herod reached out to kill all the babes in Bethlehem, but in fact, he did so in fulfillment of the prophecy of to Jeremiah.
因为我们大家也知道呢，当时呢，那个希律王呢，把那个就是说是那个伯利恒附近的那些的小孩子全都杀了。但是我们知道呢，这也是一个就是耶利米书里的一个预言的实现。
And that prophecy was that that the babies were going to be killed. There, the prophecy was that there would be mourning and great distress in Ramah because of what Herod had done.
这个里面呢，就是说是那里有一个的预言呢就讲到的是，就是说是在那个叫一个 Rama 的一个地方呢，就是有这样的悲痛哀哭。
And so I'm just trying to find the precise verses here, but I'll keep telling you the story that
我一直要跟大家呢，试图来讲这个故事，但是呢，我现在要找到这些经文。
Herod had gone to Bethlehem seeking to kill the Lord Jesus Christ.
以色列呢，他去了伯利恒呢，他想要杀主耶稣基督。
And you'll remember that that instead of just killing them and killing the babies in Bethlehem, he killed the babies all around the region of Bethlehem.
这个里面你知道呢，他本来就是他是想杀那个伯利恒的那些所有的那些婴儿，但是呢，他却把那个伯利恒周围的那些婴儿也都杀了。
So, I'm still trying to find the verse here. Here we are. Yeah, the verses were in Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 15, which says that in Ramah there would be lamentation, weeping, and mourning. Rachel weeping for her children. So that's Jeremiah 31:15.
因为大家翻到耶利米书31章第15节来说呢，在拉玛听见哀痛、嚎啕、痛哭的声音，是拿结哭他的儿女，不肯接受安慰，因为他们都不在了。
In earlier years, I used to wonder why, if the Lord Jesus had been in Bethlehem, why the boys were killed over in Ramah, why the prophecy about the boys being killed in Bethlehem would be referred to Ramah rather than Bethlehem.
因为我以前呢，我总是在想，我在想呢，为什么呢？就是说是那个拿马的那里要提到，而不是提到呢伯利恒呢？为什么提到拿马那个地方的那些孩子要被杀呢？而不是提到伯利恒呢？
So follow the logic with me now.
你跟从我这样一个逻辑。
The wise men come to Herod and say, "Where is he that's born king of the Jews?"
这些东方的博士来到那个找叙利，他这个要出生的犹大的王在哪里？
Herod asks the priests, they tell him, according to the book of Micah, that the king would be born in Bethlehem.
所以呢，上帝告诉他们，就是真正那个米迦书呢，那个犹太的王应该出生在伯利恒。
So Herod says to the wise men, you go find him and bring him information to me so that I can go and worship him.
所以希律说呢，你们去把那个信息找出来，所以呢，我也可以去呢敬拜他。
He had no intention of worshiping him. He wanted to know where he was so he could kill him.
他那根本就没有那种愿望去敬拜他，他只是想知道他在哪里，然后把他给杀了。But
you'll remember that the wise men, being warned of God, didn't go back to Pharaoh, to Herod. They went back to their own land.
你们大家也知道呢，那些东方的博士呢，他们并没有就是说是听那个叙利的话，他们因为神告诉他们以后呢，他们自己呢就没有回伯利恒，他们直接回到自己国家去了。So
Herod says, I've been deceived. They haven't followed up on what they said they were going to do. So I will go down to Bethlehem and I will find him and I will kill him.
所以呢，叙利说呢，我呢被他们骗了，他们并没有做他们想说他们说他们要做的事情，所以我自己要去伯利恒把他找出来，把他给杀了。But
you remember the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in the night and said, "Take your wife and the child and you go down to Egypt."
你们也都记得那天使呢，那个在半夜呢，告诉约瑟说呢，你起来，把你的妻子玛利亚和孩子呢带到埃及去。And
you'll remember that the words are precisely Joseph went down to Egypt in the middle of the night. He left by night.
所以你们大家记得那个词呢，就是确确实那样的，恰恰是那主那个约瑟呢，他半夜就离开了，他是在半夜就离开了那个地方的。So
Herod and his men come to Bethlehem and say, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?"
所以那希律和他的那些人呢，就来到伯利恒，说呢，那个就是要在出生为犹太王的那个在哪里？
Now the people in Bethlehem had heard the story of how he was born and cradled in a manger. They heard lots about him. They knew that he had been born.
因为在那个伯利恒的人呢，知道呢，他呢已经出生了，出生呢是在那个马厩里的那个马槽上。那么说呢，他们所有的人呢都知道他已经出生了。They
knew who the Lord's father and mother were. They knew all about Joseph and Mary.
对，他们所有的人呢都知道那主的那个父母是谁，他们都知道那个约瑟和玛利亚他们是谁。So
Herod's men said, "All right, where is he? We'll kill him."
所以那个希律的那些人说呢，那他在哪里？我们要把他杀了。They
said, "We haven't any idea where he is."
所以他们都说呢，我们都不知道他们去哪里了。
They were with us one evening. And in the morning they were gone. They never told us where they were going. They never told us that they were going. It's just they disappeared in the night.
因为你们他们那白天他们在一起，那么晚上呢，他们就不见了。所以呢，他们都不知道，他们半夜呢，他们已经离开了。Nobody knew
that they had headed to Egypt.
没有任何人知道他们去到埃及去了。So
they assumed that he had just gone to a neighboring town.
因为他们就是假设呢，他就去到那周围的那些城市。So
Herod, instead of just killing Jesus, he killed all the baby boys in Bethlehem and in all the surrounding towns because he didn't know what happened to them. Nobody else knew what happened to them either.
所以这个呢，基利呢，他本来只是想杀那个主耶稣，但是他就把所有的伯利恒的那些同年龄的男孩，还有周围的那些城市的城镇的孩子呢，全给杀了。他也不知道他自己在干什么，也没有人知道他在干什么。Now,
one of those neighboring towns was Ramah.
所以其中呢，他周围的一个小镇叫拉玛。
And in the New Testament here, it is called Arimathea.
所以呢，在那个新约里，这里呢称之为亚利马太。
And so, in all probability, when Joseph of Arimathea was a young boy, his town was riddled by the massacre of the young boys who had possibly been the Lord Jesus. Herod didn't know, he just killed them all.
这里面呢，就是说是在那个约瑟这个，因为他住在提到的这个在新约里叫亚利马太这个地方呢，就是当时呢，他们那个城市的那些小孩子呢，都被那个就是希律王的那些兵丁给杀了。那他当时呢，也不知道主在不在里面。
And I think this had a profound effect on Joseph of Arimathea when he realized what had happened and why. And he said somewhere, somehow, the baby was born. And when he was, when he met Jesus and later life, he said, I'm going to follow Jesus.
所以这个叫约瑟的这个在亚利马太的这个人呢，他说呢，当时呢在他的那个城市里发生了这样的事情，关于那个主耶稣基督。那么说呢，在他稍后的时候呢，成年以后，他碰到主耶稣以后呢，他说我要跟从主耶稣。
So I choose to believe that Joseph of Arimathea was one of the converts who trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Because Herod tried to kill the baby boys.
所以呢，我要选择相信呢，就是说是，约瑟呢，他是一个，就是说是，他相信了主耶稣基督，相信主耶稣基督，他呢，是因为呢，当年呢，那个叙利王的使徒呢，把那个主耶稣基督在婴儿时候杀害。
Quite possible that Joseph of Arimathea had a relative. A baby relative who was slain by Herod.
这个里面呢，就肯定说呢，那个约瑟呢，亚利马太的他呢，有一个就说是相关的，他家里的或者亲戚的小孩子也被希律杀了，当年。
Well, all of that a long story to tell you a little bit about this man, Joseph of Arimathea.
所以这些呢，就是一个很长的故事呢，告诉呢关于这个叫那个约瑟亚利马太的人。
What did he do?
他在做什么？
Verse 52.
第五十二节。
This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.
这个人去见比拉多，求耶稣的身体。
Verse 53. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a tomb that was hewn out of the rock where no one had ever lain before.
第五十三节，他就取下来，用细麻布裹好，安放在石头凿成的坟墓里，那里面从来没有葬过人。
So where was the body of Jesus when Joseph of Arimathea found it?
那么说呢，约瑟呢，亚利马太，他是在哪里找到主耶稣基督的遗体呢？
Still on the cross.
仍然在十字架上。
And Joseph went with tender hands. And literally took the body off the cross, removed the nails, took the body off the cross, and wrapped it in linens, and took it and laid it in a tomb.
所以这个约瑟呢，他就轻轻地用手把主耶稣基督从十字架上取下来，取下来呢，然后把那个钉子拔掉，然后用那些细麻布把它裹好了，放在一个坟墓里。
We're told elsewhere. That the tomb he laid it in was his own tomb. He had cut a tomb in the rock for himself, probably a relatively rich man. And he said, I want to be buried in style. So he had this tomb all ready to go for his own burial. And Jesus died and he took him and buried him in his own tomb.
这里面我们在其他地方呢被告知呢，这个坟墓呢应该是约瑟他自己为自己准备的一个坟墓，因为他呢有可能是一个非常有钱的人，他愿意呢在死后呢葬在一个很好的地方，然后他等主耶稣基督死了以后呢，他把他的墓呢葬了主耶稣。
Now verse 53 says that No one had ever lain in that tomb before.
53节说呢，那里从来没有葬过人。
We tend to bury people in graves, and there's no question nobody's been buried in that grave before, in all probability.
因为我们大家都愿意，那就是说是尽可能的，我们要是被葬在一个坟墓的话呢，那个坟墓应该以前没有葬过人。Is
that important?
这个重要吗？
And the answer is yes. If they had found some bones in that grave some years later, they could have said, these are Jesus' bones.
因为非常重要，因为如果稍后呢，他们过了多少年，有些人在那个坟墓里呢找到了骨头遗骸的话呢，他们说这是主耶稣的遗骸。
And they wouldn't have had DNA to prove otherwise, so how would they know whether it was Jesus or not? But the fact is that no one had ever been in that tomb, and Jesus was only there for 3 days.
这里面呢，就是啊，当时呢，他们也没有这种 DNA 的那个去鉴定，所以呢，没有人知道那个到底是不是主耶稣基督的遗骸。那么现在可以呢，因为那个坟墓从来没有葬过人，所以他们就知道了。So
what do we know about Joseph?
所以我们对约瑟了解多少？
A good man, a quiet man, and prepared by God for a particular act on a particular occasion, and when that came, he fulfilled his responsibility.
所以是一个非常好的人，一个善良的人呢。神呢特别的预备了他，预备他在特定的时候呢去做呢神要他做的那样的事情。
And so you ask yourself the question, what did he think?
所以你问自己一个问题，他在想什么？
I think he thought, this is all too coincidental. I believe that God has raised me up for this particular hour, this particular act, and when that hour came, he did what was right.
因为里面呢，我认为呢，他想呢，就是说是，这些都是一些非常的必然的这样的结果，所以神呢，把我兴起来，让我呢准备好，在一个特定的时刻去做这样一个特定的事情。
And so you and I pray, and we say, Lord, we want to be like them. We want to be like him. We want to be ready to do what has to be done when the specific hour arises, when we've got to act immediately. We want to be the kind of person who can respond and act immediately.
所以主要就是说，我们的每个人呢，都应该这样去祷告，说主要就是说，我要像他这样的，我要像呢，随时都准备好，当一些特别的时候到了一些特别的事情做的时候呢，需要特别的马上做出反应的时候呢，我已经准备好了，我要去做那个神呢准备好要我去做的时候，我要采取行动。
What would have happened if, in fact, he had not taken the body off the cross and put it in his own tomb?
那么呢，如果他没有把那个主的那个遗体拿放下来，然后葬在他自己的坟墓里，会发生什么呢？
Well, logically, Jesus would have been buried with the common criminals, and probably several were crucified that day.
因为这个呢，有可能呢，主呢会被葬在一个就是非常普通的墓地里。那么那天被钉十字架的几个人呢，可能会跟他一同安葬。
So I guess we end up with a lot of respect for this man, Joseph of Arimathea.
因为我们对这个叫约瑟呢、亚利马太的人呢，最终呢，我们非常的尊重他。
Verse 54, that day was the preparation and the Sabbath drew near.
第54节说呢，那日是预备日，安息日也快到了。
And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after. They observed the tomb and how his body was laid.
然后这第55节说，那些从加利利和耶稣同来的妇女跟在后面看见坟墓和他的身体怎样安放。
So just imagine you're one of these women, and you're standing there at a distance watching what's going on. Jesus dies, and the other things happen. And then along comes Joseph of Arimathea and starts taking down the body.
所以你就想象一下，这些妇女们呢，她们在远处呢，一直看着主耶稣基督呢被钉十字架。主耶稣被钉十字架以后呢，然后呢，她们又看到了那个约瑟，亚利马太来给他的身体给安葬了。
And these faithful women didn't intervene. They didn't do anything other than observe.
这些呢，信使的妇女们呢，她们并没有去干预，她们呢，只是在旁边看着，什么事也没做。
And as we go through the next chapter, we're going to see that their observations were most important.
所以呢，这我们进到下一个部分的时候呢，我们知道呢，她们这样的观察呢是非常重要的。
These women were not great preachers.
这些妇女们并不是说伟大的讲道人。
But they were outstanding witnesses.
但他们却是杰出的见证人，
And they're a picture of women of God today.
也就是我们今天呢，就是神的妇女们的一个画面。
The women of God don't occupy the pulpit, they don't preach the sermons.
另外就是属神的妇女们呢，她们不去站在讲台上，她们也不讲道。
But they are far more effective and frequent witnesses of what Jesus Christ has done than most of the men.
但是他们呢，就远远的这样的，就是说是有足够的、充分的去见证，是神的那些人呢，做的事情。
So as we go through this story, we end up with great respect for Joseph of Arimathea.
现在我们这个故事读完之后呢，我们最终呢，对那个叫约瑟的亚利马泰的人呢，非常的尊重。
But we also go with great respect for all these faithful women.
同样呢，对这些呢，就信实的妇女们呢，都非常的尊重。
Verse 56 says, Then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment.
56节说，他们就回去预备了香料、香膏，他们在安息日便照着诫命安息了。
Who anointed the Lord Jesus Christ before he died?
所以在主耶稣基督死之前，谁膏了他呢？
Answer three outstanding women.
答案是3个杰出的妇女。
Who prepared the spices and fragrant oils after he died?
就是在他死了以后，谁呢预备香料、香膏了？
These faithful, outstanding women.
所以这些忠实的，然后杰出的妇女。
All right, so we sit back and we say, Thank you, Lord. Thank you for godly women.
现在我们坐下，我们说呢，感谢主，感谢那些呢敬虔的妇女们。
All right, now verse 24, or chapter 24.
24.
Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb. Bringing the spices which they had prepared.
7日的头一日，黎明的时候，他们就带着所预备的香料，还有别的人一同来到坟墓前。
What do you know about these women?
现在这些妇女了解多少？
Well, they stayed up late to watch where Jesus Christ was buried.
因为他们一直在远处看着主耶稣基督被安葬。
And they got up early to. To anoint the body of Jesus in the tomb.
所以他们一清早就起来呢，再去把那个坟墓的那个耶稣呢，给膏。
Many people ask the question, what kind of a woman would make a good wife?
所以呢，有些人呢就问这样一个问题：那什么类型的妇女是一个好妻子呢？
And I think these women were outstanding women, and anyone who had them for a wife would be absolutely blessed.
Yeah, 我认为这些妇女呢，都是一些杰出的妇女。如果任何人呢娶了她们呢，都是有福了。
Remember, the outstanding woman of Proverbs chapter 31 is a woman who was diligent in labor.
你们再记得在箴言里第31章里那样杰出的那个妇女呢，她们总是呢就是勤奋，并且在劳作。
So anyway, They got up very early in the morning. Not one of them, but all of them. Praise the Lord.
不管怎么说呢，他们一大早就起来，并不是某一个，而是他们所有人都起来了，这个赞美主。
And they came to the tomb, verse 2, but they found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
因为那他们呢，来到坟墓前，看见石头已从坟墓滚开了。
Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord.
然后他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。
So they were the first ones to see what had happened. They became the first ones of witness to the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead.
因为他们就是这成为第一批见证人，他们见证了发生了什么，他们也见证了主耶稣基督从死里复活。
And as it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments.
因为这个正在极其困惑的时候，看了有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。
Now, in the work of God, you will probably find, as they did, that you don't understand everything.
在神的工作里面，你就跟他们一样，你看见了一些发生事情的时候呢，你并不理解每一件事情。
One of the characteristics of true greatness is doing what is right when you don't understand everything. You just know that you've got to do what you've got to do.
其中的一个伟大的品格呢，就是说是你去做呢，你应该去做的事情，做对的事情，尽管你不理解，你去表，你仍然要去把那个事情要做好。
They didn't just run off and go home, they stayed there. And when they stayed there, all of a sudden, these two men appeared.
所以他们并不是说是那个马上就回家了，但是他们就留在这里，留在这里。但他们留在那时候呢，突然呢，这两个人出现了。
It's interesting that they were there dressed in shining garments.
所以呢，非常有意思呢，他们穿的衣服呢放光。
We're going to read later that they were angels.
后面呢，我们会读到呢，他们是天使。
But it's very common for angels and heavenly creatures to be described as having shining garments.
但是呢，就是非常的普遍，就是凡是描述天使或者描述天上的被造物的时候呢，他们穿的都是放光的衣服。
When the disciples saw the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw that his garments were bright and glistening.
这个里面呢，当那个他的门徒们呢在变相山上看到主耶稣基督变相的时候呢，他看到主耶稣基督的衣服呢闪闪发光。
Some of the clothes we wear are kind of dull.
因为我们呢，就是说是有些那样的衣服，我们要去从进的。
I heard a very sad story many years ago about a grandmother who said she wanted to give some clothes to her grandson.
就听到了很久之前听到一个悲伤的故事，说那一个祖母呢，她在想把她的那个衣服呢传给她的孙子。
She said, "What would you like?"
你想要什么样的衣服？
He said, "Well, I like a shirt and some slacks." But he said, "What I want is I want bad clothes. I want to look as ugly as possible."
他说本来呢，他想要一些衬衣呢，一些其他的东西，但是他说呢，我所想要的那不是那样的，我想要一那个就是尽可能丑的、尽可能破的衣服。
That's not the kind of clothes we're going to wear when we get to heaven.
当我们去到天堂的时候，我们不会穿那样的衣服的。
Okay, the heavenly clothes are white and glistening. Yeah, they're the kind of thing that in picture we should be wearing. We should look so good that we glisten with a heavenly light.
在天上的时候呢，我们要穿的这样的光辉的、放光的这样的衣服，这样的衣服呢，就是说我们到了天上去以后呢，我们要看起来呢，就是那样一些穿起来呢非常的漂亮的、光芒万丈的衣服。
So Verse 5 says, Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, the man said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee.
第五节说呢，他们都害怕，并且脸伏于地。那两个人对他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他们不在这里已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们？”
So he basically, they basically said to the women, what are you surprised for?
基本上对那些妇女说呢，你们要为什么要惊奇呢？
There's only two reasons why you are surprised. Number one is because you weren't listening when he spoke in Galilee.
所以呢，只有两个理由呢，你们会感到惊奇。那么说，第一呢，就是因为你们本来应当在加利利听他的时候呢，你们没有听他说。
You didn't hear and you didn't believe.
你们没有听，也不相信。
Okay, now that could be true of us.
因为这个对我们来说也有可能是的。
Our responsibility when we read the Bible is to hear, to understand, and to believe.
所以我们的责任呢，当我们读圣经的时候呢，是我们首先要听，听了以后呢，我们要去理解，理解以后要相信。
And if you don't understand, what do you do?
如果你不理解，你怎么做？
But you believe anyway.
你就相信，不管怎么说。
We can't understand God. How foolish for us to presume that we could. So we believe what we read about Him. Some of it we can't understand, and it thrills us. Some we can't understand, and we believe it anyway.
这里面就是说，我们不能完全理解神。那么说呢，如果假装我们能够完全理解神，那是多么的愚蠢呢？所以，当我们读圣经的时候，后来我们读懂了，我们去相信。但是，有时候我们读不懂，那不管怎么说，你就相信就可以了。
When had he first spoken about these things?
他什么时候在讲这些事情？
Well, when he was still in Galilee, but he's now been in Jerusalem and he's been back and forth and he's mentioned it many times. They just didn't believe.
因为里面呢，当他呢在加利利的时候讲的，那他现在在耶路撒冷，他在耶路撒冷和加利利之间呢来来往往很多次，那么说呢，他一直在跟他们重复了很多遍，但是他们就是不信。
And so the angels quoted what he'd said, verse 7, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.
所以天使呢，在引用那个主耶稣的话，他说呢：“人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉十字架，并且第三日复活。
And verse 8 says, And they remembered his words.
”第八节说呢，他们就想起来耶稣的话语来。
And you and I say, Lord, we like that, but we would rather not forget what he said. We don't have to be reminded later. We'd like to believe it earlier. For them, very hard. For us, sometimes very hard, but we're still supposed to believe.
因为我们就是我们对主说主啊，我们呢也不要像他们那样，我们呢就是也不想去忘记。当我们听到那主的话的时候呢，我们要记住，我们要早点相信，我们要像他们那样就是晚点相信。但不管怎么说呢，我们要在听到了主的话了以后呢，就早早的要去相信。
What was the outstanding thing about these women?
对这些妇女来说，她们中间有什么杰出的事情呢？
They were outstanding witnesses.
她们是杰出的见证人。
Verse 9. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest.
第九节说，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切事告诉11个使徒和其余的人。
So the 11 disciples were there, but who else?
那11个使徒在那里呢？还有其他的谁呢？
Well, there were many others.
还有很多其他的人，
Many men, many women, no doubt.
所以很多男的，也有很多妇女，这个不用怀疑。
They went as their clear responsibility was to the disciples, but they told everybody else as well. Good for them.
所以他们的那个职责呢，就是说是要去告诉那个12个使徒，还有其他的人，对他们来说呢，他们做得非常好。
Who was it? Verse 10. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles.
那他们是谁呢？第十节说呢，那告诉使徒的就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约雅拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有其他与他们在一起的妇女。
How many do you think there were?
他们，你认为他们有多少人？
Well, we're not told. We're told three specifically by name, but then the other women with them.
因为我们并没有具体的被告知，但是最少呢，我们被告诉你有三个人，然后其他的都跟他们在一起。
So I presume there were half a dozen of them or more.
因为呢，我假设呢，他们有呢超过那个六七个人，并且或者更多。
They didn't work independently. They worked collectively. They probably spent a fair amount of time in the days between the burial and the resurrection. They spent some time talking about what it was they were going to do, organizing their activity. One said, I'm going to do this spice. Another one, I'll do that spice. And they organized their work.
在这里面呢，他们并不是说是单独的去工作，他们而且是呢大家一起来工作。我认为他们当时呢见证了主耶稣基督的复活，复活以后呢，他们说呢今天呢我们要做一些事情，这些事情他们也这个人去做点这个事情，那个人去做点那个事情，他们一直在组织哪一天呢我的那一天呢他们要应该去做的事情。
Verse 11 says, their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them.
第十一节说呢，他们的这些话，使徒以为是胡言，就不相信了。
Now, that's a pretty disappointing conclusion.
这是一个非常的让人失望的结论。
You've got these half a dozen witnesses or more. And the disciples and those who were with them, many of them, and the witness of these women was not believed.
这个里面就是说，我们有这样的六七个甚至更多的妇女做见证，做见证呢，对他们做了这么多见证呢，他们大多数人呢却不相信。
Now, we in our day find it distressing. We often tell people that Jesus rose from the dead, and they don't believe us.
其实在我们这里呢，在我们的今天呢，我们也有这样的压力。但我们呢，通常去告诉别人主耶稣基督复活了，他们通常呢不相信。
And we tell them over and over and over again, and they still don't believe us.
我们呢一遍又一遍，一遍又一遍的告诉他们，他们仍然不相信。
Don't be surprised. Don't be disappointed. Don't be amazed when that happens to you. Keep on telling them about the love of the Lord Jesus.
因为这个那个，当这样的事情在你面前发生的时候呢，你不要就是说是失望呢，也不要就是说是失去勇气呢，也不要就是说是悲伤，你要一直呢不断的去告诉他们，主耶稣基督的爱。
How many disciples were there?
那里面多少使徒呢？
How many others were there with the disciples?
还有多少人呢？那天和使徒们在一起呢？
Well, there were certainly 11 disciples, and I figure there are probably over 100 people who would have been there when the women came back.
这个里面呢，我认为当时呢有十二个门徒，11个门徒的话呢，那么说呢，就大家呢还有其他的人，当他们那些妇女回来的时候呢，还有很多人聚在周围。
Verse 12 says, But Peter arose and ran to the tomb. Good for you, Peter.
第十二节是那彼得起来跑到坟墓前，彼得你做得好。
Elsewhere we read that John went with him.
现在其他地方，我们读到那约翰也跟他一起去了。
The other disciples stayed home, and so did a lot of the other believers.
因为其他的那些使徒们呢，就还有其他的很多信徒们呢，他们就待在家里。
It's true, isn't it? As you read the Bible, you're amazed that people disregard the obvious truth of God and they just don't do as they should do. Good for you, Peter and John.
这里面呢，这也是个事实。当你在读圣经的时候呢，你就发现很多人呢，对那些非常明显的事情呢，不做反应，他们也不理这样的事情。那么说呢，对彼得来说和约翰来说呢，他们做得好。
Verse 12 again, but Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
你再起来跑到坟墓前地头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。Did
he understand?
他理解吗？
No.
他不理解。
But he realized what had happened. He knew the truth. Something had happened. The body was gone. The grave clothes were there. He didn't understand, but he marveled at it.
就是他本来他不理解，他也不知道干什么，但他就相信，他看见的那个坟墓呢，那个身体呢不在那里，然后呢，细麻布呢独在一处，然后这一切他都不理解，但是呢，他却感到稀奇。
And now in verse 13, a story that we wouldn't have known had it not been recorded by Luke. It's not recorded by the other evangelists.
因为里面呢，就是说，我们在从第十三节开始呢，我们在那读到呢，只有路加他记录了这个故事，其他的那个传道人呢，并没有记录这个故事。
It says, verse 13, now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
在这里第十三节说呢，看了当天呢，他们中间有两个人往一个村子去，这村子叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷也有25里。And
they talked together of all these things which had happened.
所以他们告诉他们呢，所有这些呢，就是说是要发生的事情。So
when you're going on a long walk, what do you talk about?
因为一路呢，走路走的时间很长，你们在谈论什么呢？
And it's a good thing for Christians when they're together to talk about the work of God and the things of God.
因为呢，就是说是对基督徒们来说呢，他们聚在一起呢，去谈论神的美善，去谈论神的工作是非常好的。
In our family, it was a very logical thing for us to talk about the work of God on many occasions, a very common subject. We refer to it often in detail or just in passing, but the work of God was central to our conversation.
因为在我们家里呢，这个就是话题呢，经常谈论主的工作呢，这个就是不是很奇怪的。因为不管我们去到哪里，不管我们在什么场景，我们都在去谈论神的工作，谈论这个神的工作呢，应该怎么做，谈论一些具体的细节，谈论呢应该走的方向。所以在我们家里呢，我们谈论神的工作呢，是我们的中心话题。
And so it should be with us in our conversation among Christians and non-Christians.
所以对我们是在基督徒之间呢，和基督徒之间也应该是这样的一个谈话的中心。
Verse 15, so it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
四节说，他们彼此谈论所发生的一切事情，正谈论推理说，耶稣亲自救他们，和他们同行。But
their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him.
第十六节说，只是他们的眼睛被遮住了，不认识他。Has
that ever happened to you?
这个对你来说发生过吗？
Have you ever been walking along alone or in particular with another believer and Jesus appears and walks with you?
你有没有呢？就是说是自己呢，独自一个人走了很长的路，或者说呢，你和其他的基督徒走了很长的路的时候呢，主耶稣基督在你们中间与你同行呢？
And the teaching of this chapter and this story is very clear that yes, that happens to us all the time. Where is Jesus? He's walking with us.
日历你的教导呢，和其他的地方的教导呢，就是的，主耶稣基督是与我们同在的，不管我们走到哪里，他都与我们同行。But
their eyes were open, were restrained, so that they did not know him. But he said to them, verse 17, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?
因为他们的眼睛被遮住了，所以不认识他。第十七节说，耶稣对他们说：“你们走路面带愁容，彼此谈论的是什么事儿呢？”
In our day, he probably just could have said, "What's wrong? Something's wrong."
因为在我们今天那个，他可能就只是说呢啊，哎，有什么事情不对呀？肯定有什么事情不对了。
So, verse 18, then one of those whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happened there in these days?"
第十八节的二人中有一个名叫格留巴的，回答说呢：“你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事儿吗
This was 3 days later,
？”这是他
and
哦。
everybody in Jerusalem knew what had happened on the day of the crucifixion. They all knew about it, and they were all talking about it.
所以这个呢，就是说是在那个就是主被钉十字架的第三天。那么说呢，在整个耶路撒冷城的人呢，他们所有的人呢，都知道那个在耶路撒冷城发生了什么，他们都知道这个主耶稣被钉十字架，每个人呢都在谈论这个话题。
In general, people in our world know about the fact that Jesus Christ was unjustly crucified.
因为在我们的整个世界里呢，人们呢，他们知道主耶稣基督呢，他是在受到了不公平的这样的审判。
There are a lot of things that people in the world don't know, but they know that story.
所以在很多事情呢，那个世界上人不知道，但是他们却知道这个故事。
And our job is to keep telling them that story.
所以我们的工作呢，是不断告诉他们这个故事。
It is amazing to me how everybody knew about it in his day, and everybody basically knows about it today. They don't know the details, but they know something amazing happened.
因为我那时候呢，我感到非常惊奇的是，在那个日，他们那个日子里呢，很多人呢都知道他们的事情，都知道主耶稣的事情，但是他们却不知道全部。但今天呢，也是很多人也知道主耶稣，但是他们却不理解全部。
Verse 19, and he said to them, "What things?"
哎，第十九节，耶稣对他说：“什么事儿呢？”
Very often it's our responsibility to answer questions, to explain to people what happened. And the Lord Jesus left them open to explain what had happened.
因为通常呢，对我们自己来说呢，我们要对世上的人呢去解释发生的是什么，到底细节是什么。但是我们呢，首先呢要问他们，主就问他们，然后解释。
So verse 19 says, and they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
所以这个他们就对他说呢，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事情，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前呢，说话行事都有大能。
All the people knew it.
有的人都知道。
They knew that he was mighty before God. They knew that he was mighty in the way he handled people. They knew who he was.
因为他们知道呢，他们说话行事呢都有大能。他们在说啊，他们知道他在神面前有大能，在他的民众面前，在他做事情时都有大能。他们知道他是谁。
And then they lay the blame, verse 20, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death. And crucified him.
第二十节说，那祭司长和我们的官长们就把他解去，钉了十字架，钉了死罪，钉在十字架上。
Verse 21, but we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened.
第二十一节说呢，但我们素来所信靠要属以色列民的，就是他。不但如此，而且这事儿成就，现在已经三天了。
Verse 21, we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel.
第二十一节说呢，我们素来所信靠要属以色列民的，就是他。
Was that a valid hope?
这是一个有效的盼望吗？
Yes. Is he one day going to redeem Israel?
对，是的，他是有一天要属以色列人吗？
Yes.
是的，
How did he do that?
是的，他怎么样做呢？
By being crucified in order to take away their sins and our sins in order that we could be redeemed.
就是他要被钉十字架，以便呢，就是说他们那些就是我们的罪，还有他们的那些罪，所有人罪可以得赎。
They didn't understand the wonder of it all.
所以呢，他们不知道呢这个奇妙的之处，
But they did understand the story of the Passover lamb.
但他们却理解那个逾越节的羔羊。
And that is that the lamb was slain in order that the son and the family could go free.
第六个呢，就是说那天那一个羔羊呢要被杀，这样呢，就是说是那一家的长子还有整个家人呢可以得自由。
All right, so verse number 22 says, yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive.
第二十二节呢，继续说，再者呢，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，她们看见了天使的异象，她说，说他活了。
So these two disciples, or Christians, Cleopas and probably his wife, the two of them knew all about the witness of the women, and but they were still sad.
所以这个里面的这个门徒，这个使徒呢和他的太太，他们应该呢就是说是知道，他们知道所有的一切，知道所有要发生，但是他们仍然的悲伤。
Why were they sad?
他们为什么悲伤呢？
They just didn't believe.
他们只是不相信。
If you ask yourself the question, why are you sad?
所以你如果问你自己一个问题，你自己为什么要悲伤呢？
Very often, the answer is going to be the same. You just don't believe in these circumstances.
所以呢，通常呢，就是你的答案就是这样的，在这样的一些环境里呢，你自己呢不相信。
Keep believing. Circumstances often will tell you a different story, but these people on the road to Emmaus, these two should have believed. They were told by the Lord Himself, and they were told again by the testimony of these women. They should have believed.
你这个在不管在什么处境，不管在什么情况下呢，你要一直要相信这两个门徒们呢，他们的自己呢，其实他们在很多场合，主呢告诉过他们，还有这些妇女呢也给他们做见证，但他们仍然悲伤，这就是因为他们不相信，所以要一直保持相信。
So the Lord's response to them is verse 25. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
因为呢，第25节，主耶稣基督就向他们解释，主耶稣对他们说：“那无知的人呐，众先知所说的一切话，他们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗
So, what was the problem?
？”问题是什么？
They didn't believe the testimony of the women.
他们不相信那些妇人做的见证。
They didn't believe the testimony of Peter.
他们不相信彼得做的见证。
And they didn't believe the testimony of the Old Testament.
他们也不相信呢，旧约所做的见证。
Why don't people believe?
为什么人们不相信？
Because they don't spend time in their Bibles, they don't study the Bible enough under the Spirit of God to understand what God is doing, and if they had done, they would have believed.
这里面呢，因为他们呢不去读圣经，他们不去学习圣经，学习的时间不够。如果他们呢要花足够的时间去学习啊，那么神的圣灵呢会带领他们。他们如果一直学习的话呢，他们就会相信。
So if you and I are like them, we will have the same problem.
如果你我呢跟他们一样，我们就会面临同样的问题。
On the other hand, we don't have the excuse for our unbelief. We've got to be convinced of the fact that the entrance of God's word gives light, gives understanding under the simple, we've got to keep believing what the Bible says.
另外，从另外一个方面来说呢，我们没有任何借口不去相信，因为你进入神的话呢，神会赐给你那样的亮光。那么这样的亮光呢，甚至使那些非常简单的人呢，也能够相信。所以呢，我们必须要相信。
Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
而这节于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲明白了。
My question is, would you have liked to have heard that sermon?
所以呢，就是我的问题是呢，你有没有听到过这样的一个讲道？
And frankly, there's very few things that I would rather have heard. I think it would be marvelous to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ explain the truth of Scripture from the Old Testament.
对这个呢，坦率的说呢，我呢就是是，如果我能听到这一篇道，那么说那就听到主耶稣基督亲自讲讲那个从摩西一直到后面的众先知起的，这是是非一场非常奇妙的讲道。
Remember now, these people are sad as they're going along. They don't know what to believe. It's all so confusing, but they allow their confusion to bring forth sadness rather than hope.
在这个里面呢，你知道呢，记住这两个人呢，他们这是在悲伤的走路，当然走路呢，那么说呢，这个时候呢，他们呢，因为他们不相信，所以他们就悲伤。他们本来应该有盼望，但是他们却不相信，所以他们带着悲伤走路。
Verse 28 says, Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them.
这个本将近他们所去的那村，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们就强留。他说：“天色已晚，日已将近，请你同我们住下吧。”耶稣就进去，要同他们住下。
Now, this should be the example of all of us as Christians. We hear that we meet the Savior, we listen to his marvelous words, and then we say, Lord Jesus, don't go away. You stay with us. Lord, would you please stay with me?
这个里面呢，就是这应该成为我们每一个基督徒的榜样。当我们呢听到了主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督我们同行，听到主耶稣讲到这些奇妙的事情以后呢，我们说的主呀，您要留下来，如与我们同在，不要离开。
A very simple but a very delightful picture. We want the Lord Jesus to stay with us.
因为非常简单、非常美的一个画面，我们要主耶稣基督呢与我们留在与我们在一起。
John 15 reminds us that he wants us to abide with him, and we want him to abide with us.
所以约翰福音15章呢提醒我们呢，他要我们与他同在，我们也要他与我们同在。
Verse 30. Now it came to pass, as he sat at table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them.
13节说，他与他们坐席的时候呢，拿起饼来祝福，那拨开了，递给他们。
That's a strange kind of a story.
就是有点呢奇怪的一个故事。
When I go to your house, you usually take something and say, Harold, would you like something to eat?
因为当我去你家吃饭的时候呢，你通常说呢，还有人，你想吃什么？
When you come to my house, usually I would want to give you something to eat.
因为呢，如果你来我家呢，通常呢，我要给你点东西吃。
But when he was in their house. He took the bread and he gave thanks and he gave them to eat.
然后呢，当主呢去到他们家的时候呢，他呢就是拿起食物感恩，然后呢他呢把东西给他们吃。
Jesus is the one who always wants to give us to eat. Praise the Lord.
对主呢，他是那一位呢，总是想要给我们东西吃的。我们赞美主。
So he took bread and he blessed the bread. He gave thanks for the food. And then he broke the bread and gave it to them.
所以呢，他拿起饼来祝福了，祝福了，那并且祝谢了，然后呢，把那个拨开了给他们吃。
Verse 31, then their eyes were opened and they knew him.
第三十一节说，他们的眼睛就开了，这才认出他来。
How did they know him?
他们怎么知道他呢？
Well, he reached out and he broke the bread.
这个拿起饼来，拨开了。
And as he broke the bread, what do you think they saw?
所以当他们把那个饼拨开的时候，你认为他们看到了什么？
Well, they saw the nail holes in his hand.
我们看到他那个手掌心的那个钉痕。
And they marveled.
他们就感到惊奇。
And they said, This is Jesus.
他们说这是耶稣。
How do we know him? How do we recognize him?
我们怎么知道他？我们怎么认出他来？
If you saw him on the street tomorrow, would you recognize him?
如果你明天在街上看到他，你能够认出他来吗？
And the answer is yes, if he showed you his hands and his feet.
答案是是的，如果他向你展示他的手、他的脚。
And the amazing thing is that the next line reads, and he vanished from their sight.
非常神奇的事情是，下一句说呢，耶稣就从他们眼前消失了。
Now, my question to you as we go through the next verses is going to be this: where did he go?
现在呢，我们就进到下一节经文之前呢，我问你的问题是呢，那他去到哪里了呢？
And the answer is he didn't go, he just vanished.
这个答案呢，并就是呢，他并没有走，他只是消失了。
When he was with them on the road, he was with them on the road, they just didn't recognize him.
但是他们呢，在路上跟他们在一起，他们只是认不出他来。
And now that they did recognize him, he vanishes from them so that they cannot see him.
然后呢，他们已经认出他来了。他说，他就从他们面前消失，所以他们就看不见他了。
But this is a beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们主耶稣基督的一个很美的一个画面。
He is with us. We just don't see him.
他呢，与我们同在，我们只是看不见他。
So he didn't go anywhere. He just vanished from their sight. And so he was there, but they couldn't see him.
他并没有任何的地方，他只是他仍然在那里，只是他们看不见他们，看不见他，他从他们眼前，消失了。
And so they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?
因为他就说，那就是这个时候呢，他们呢就是看不见他，他们心里发热，看到主耶稣基督在跟他们在一起，他们只是不知道。
What kind of conversation was that? What kind of sermon was that conversation that he had with them on the road?
所以他们在跟他们在一起，在路上的时候呢，他们给他讲了什么样的一篇信息呢？
It was a sermon that spoke to the head, but it also spoke to the heart.
因为就是那个，就是是一个那个道，它不是从大脑里讲出来，它是从内心讲出来的。
That's the wonderful difference between what Jesus says and what the rest of the world says. Some of them speak to our heads, but Jesus speaks to our heart as well.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督和世界上其他人的不同的地方。有些人呢，有些事情呢是讲到我们大脑里的，但是主耶稣基督呢，就是对我们内心说话的。
Now, if I had been writing that verse, I would have changed the wording very slightly.
所以，如果我要写这一句经文呢，我会把这个词呢稍微的改一下。
And I would have said, they said, did not our hearts burn within us?
因为我说呢，这个当他和我们在路上的时候，我们的心岂不是在里面燃烧吗？
The word is not hearts plural, it is heart singular.
所以这个"心"这个词呢，它不是那个复数，它是单数。
These two Christians, Cleopas and the one who was with him, quite possibly his wife, they had singularity of heart when it came to the things of God.
你这一季的准备呢，他们呢，当他们来到神的事情这里面呢，他们都有带着自己独自的心来的。
That's the wonderful privilege of Christians. It isn't just that you and or I get to be Christians. It is that we are Christians together. We even are of one heart.
这个里面呢，就是一种奇妙的事情。奇妙的事情呢，当我们和基督徒呢在一起的时候，那不仅仅是你的心，也不仅仅是我们的心，我们都带着同一个心来到这里。主耶稣的爱，我们基督徒们都有同一颗心。
And when we're of one heart, we agree on what the scriptures say.
当我们呢都是同一个心的时候呢，我们都会同意那个圣经所说的。
All right, well, a very simple and lovely story this evening about the grace of God working through the hearts and lives of these men and women.
也这个里面，其中呢，今天呢是圣经里的一个非常伟大的奇妙的故事，关于那个基督徒呢，他们在想什么的。
So our time is gone. We'll carry on, Lord willing, next week. Again, great to see everyone this evening. May the Lord bless us each one.
因为我们时间也到了，下个星期我们继续学习。非常高兴呢，今天呢就是晚上或者早上看到大家所有的人呢，愿主呢赐福给大家。
So, Lord, we just pray now and say thank you for teaching us this passage of the Word of God.
其实啊，我们现在就祷告，我们要感谢您呢，感谢您呢，您教导我们这一节呢神的话。
It's encouraging, Lord. We love to look at the resurrection and what follows. The blessings of God are remarkable.
最主要就是说，我们呢，对我们呢是非常受鼓励，我们呢惊奇呢复活，也惊奇呢神的工作呢来到我们面前。
And so teach us, we pray, Lord. Teach us what we ought to know and cause us to rejoice as Cleopas and this other one with him rejoice at what the Lord Jesus had said.
所以，主啊，请您教导我们，教导我们呢，让我们心里呢有这样的喜乐，让我们知道呢，就是您教导我们，还有其他的那些人呢，跟我们在一起，那些每一个人所说的，都让我们心里有喜乐。
We thank you that Jesus died for our sins,
我们感谢主耶稣的为我们罪而死，
that he rose again,
他能复活了。
and that he deigns to walk with us through the paths of life.
因为在我们人生里面呢，他呢愿意与我们同行。
And so, Lord, we say, keep walking with me, please.
所以主要我们说呢，就是求你继续与我同行。
So we give thanks, looking to you for blessing, especially upon us as we meet tomorrow to glorify your name.
所以主要我们现在献上感恩，那祈求您呢赐福给我们，特别是明天早上呢，我们一起来，把给您的名带来荣耀。
And we ask it all in Jesus' name.
你姐姐这所有的一切都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen.
Amen。
So thank you all this evening. May the Lord bless us.